The International Monetary Fund, IMF, was originally established to monitor the international monetary system, IMS, and provide short-term loans to the nations facing balance of payments problems under the Bretton Woods exchange rate system. When the Bretton Woods system of fixed rates of exchange between major currencies finally collapsed in 1973, the IMF has been continuously finding new purposes to extend its influence over countries, mainly in the global south, in balance of payments crisis, or in danger of default by tying its bailouts to excessive austerity measures. Its loans are tied, to use the IMF jargon, to structural adjustment programs. These programs center on raising taxes and/or spurning tax rate reductions, balancing the budget at all costs by setting unrealistic and unachievable tax collection targets, devaluing the currency, aggravating inflation, and increasing interest rates, leading to higher borrowing costs for all. These IMF bailout policies are anti-growth and espouse slow growth stabilization. GDP growth has shown to be powerful in improving the lives of all classes of citizens, whereas low growth has shown a standard of living in decline. Macroeconomic stabilization at the expense of high growth is based on a false premise. Those who advocate stabilization set a benchmark for debt sustainability, foreign exchange reserves, primary budget surplus, and tax revenue targets. Pro-growth advocates focus on a set of supply-side economic policies, low tax rates on a broad tax base, government spending restraint, free trade, sound money, deregulation, and privatization. If stabilization is the answer, then why such anti-growth policies, delivered in line with the IMF diktat, have shown in the majority of cases to have actually increased a country's dependence on the IMF over time? The tragedy is that for the past 50 years, the IMF has been peddling wrong-headed advice across the globe to countries seduced by free IMF funds and thus compelled to follow economically destructive fiscal and monetary policies, creating a network of loan addicts. These free loans have shown that governments are more likely to spend excessively, embark on coercive income policies, and encourage inefficient behavior from government bureaucrats. Such lending also weakens the incentive to avoid mistakes and reduce the incentive to stay solvent. Far from justifying the funds lending as necessary to achieve durable economic adjustment in recipient countries, the evidence shows that it cultivates client states. Of the total membership, 42 countries account for 78% of all cases in which a member country received a standby or extended credit from the IMF. This is not the result of some bad luck or random accident, but of failed, outdated, and counterproductive economic policies. In fact, the IMF interventions have exacerbated, rather than prevented, debt crisis.